organic, all-natural, cage-free, non-GMO. All those certifications are there to tell you about the product you're buying and its impact on the environment. Now an eco-label in the Pacific Northwest is Salmon Safe, which is a good thing for salmon. And the label's founders are trying to take it mainstream. Eilish O'Neill from KUOW reports.
Yeah, chick, 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 chick.
That's 80-year-old Jim Wilcox calling to hundreds of his chickens. They're all crowded around a little house where they can get water and shelter from the bald eagles circling overhead. The Wilcoxes have egg farms in Oregon, Montana, and here, in the shadow of Mount Rainier in Washington State. Wilcox's chicken calls do the trick. First one bird, then another, and finally the whole flock lurches toward us. Wilcox says over the past 20 years, his customers both at small upscale grocery stores and at big chains like Costco have started asking a lot of questions.
Were we good stewards of the land? Since we have so many waterways that we either border or run through our property, were we taking good care of those?
Wilcox Farms borders the Nisqually River, which has runs of steelhead and salmon. And farming can be hard on fish. Think pesticides, irrigation draining creeks, and...
With all these chickens, we have tons and tons of fertilizer.
The salmon and steelhead in the Nisqually River have been declining for decades, and that's a huge concern for the Nisqually tribe.
When the first fish comes back, you thank that salmon for coming home and sustaining your life.
That's a recording of Billy Frank Jr. before his death in 2014. Frank was a member of the Nisqually tribe and a legendary activist for tribal fishing rights.
We can't band-aid this watershed. We've got to think about it for all of us, for everyone, to have clean water, quality and quantity of that water, to have salmon, to have them trees, to have all that medicine.
The way Jim Wilcox tells it, Billy Frank Jr. is a big reason he decided to change the way he runs his farm. It was Billy Frank who encouraged Wilcox to stop using pesticides, to plant trees by waterways, and to keep chicken manure out of the water. That would earn him a Salmon Safe label for his eggs. Wilcox says he decided...
That's where our future lay.
The Salmon Safe label was created in the late 90s by the Pacific Rivers Council. The environmental group's goal was to let consumers know which farmers did right by fish, and to get people to pay more for those products, the same way they would pay more for organic produce.
We started out working with vineyards in the Willamette Valley.
Dan Kent's the executive director of Salmon Safe. He says today, more than 800 farms from Alaska to Northern California have the certification, including a full third of Oregon's vineyards.
What we've learned is that the real value we can deliver to certified landowners is market access.
In other words, given the choice, certain supermarkets lean towards Salmon Safe options. Kent says his next goal is to start working with more wheat, apple, and dairy farmers. Back on the Wilcox farm, I climb into Jim's old Jeep.
It's kind of an old beater.
You know, I can take it on the old back roads.
We bump over a rutted dirt road to the Nisqually River, and Wilcox shows me where he and his sons and nephew are planning to pull out a dike and let the river flood about 15 acres of their land.
The river's going to be allowed to just kind of meander in here, and hopefully it'll just create a still water where little fingerlings and feeder-type fish can thrive.
With any luck, Wilcox says, he hopes the Nisqually steelhead will come back. For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill in Pierce County, Washington.